from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, President Trump will hold an event in the Rose Garden today, which he has called America's Liberation Day. And that's when new tariffs are expected to take effect against Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union. The White House says the event, dubbed Make America Wealthy Again, will take place at 4 p.m. The White House says the tariffs will undo decades of countries, quote, taking advantage of the U.S. Economists say it will take years for the U.S. supply chain to reset itself. When asked by a reporter as to whether the president is okay with people paying more now because of the tariffs, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt had this to say.
You should trust what this president did for you in his first term. He effectively utilized tariffs while driving down inflation. It was a record low 1.4% when he left office.
Trump is expecting $5 trillion in U.S. investments after his tariffs take effect. Governor Murphy calling for the resignation of Lumberton Mayor Gina LaPlaca following her arrest on drunk driving charges. According to the New Jersey Globe, Murphy says LaPlaca has been in his prayers and wished her a speedy journey in rehab. He also felt it would be best, though, if she, quote, put aside her public duties. LaPlaca was arrested on St. Patrick's Day after police body cam footage showed her stumbling and losing her balance during a field sobriety test. She admitted she had been drinking before picking up her two-year-old son from daycare. Officers searched her car, found an open container of alcohol. LaPlaca's husband says she is in a 30-day inpatient treatment facility. Police have busted two accused drug dealers in North Jersey with a six-figure stockpile of fentanyl.
On Sunday, Bergen County detectives spotted a vehicle linked to drug operations driving along Route 287. Working with Mahwah police, they pulled over 30-year-old Edgar Holguin Reyes and 27-year-old Yakira Reyes, both of Reading, Pennsylvania. Prosecutors say in the vehicle were 14,000 illegal pills with a street value of about $420,000. Man and woman are each charged with second-degree drug possession with intent to distribute. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
With this year's Major League Baseball season underway, there are roughly 30 pros with New Jersey ties. Among the roundup are Yankees standout Anthony Volpe of Watchung and Voorhees native Davis Schneider of the Blue Jays, plus veteran pros Mike Trout and Charlie Morton. For a full look, you can head to our website, nj1015.com. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:02, fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time coming up on 7:08. Now New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
It's a chilly start to your Wednesday morning. Temperatures mainly in the 30s with some 40s along the coast. It's going to be a cool day overall as clouds thicken up. Highs only make it to around 50 this afternoon. A rain shower may clip North Jersey this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy overnight. With rising temperatures, we'll dip into the 40s this evening, then 50s by daybreak. And tomorrow's going to be a warm day. Cloudy skies with a chance of a spot shower or thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow 70 to 75. New Jersey weather made possible by Hunterdon Hills Playhouse, offering year-round entertainment at an amazing value. Broadway musicals, comedies, live music, and more. Easily accessible 3 miles west of Clinton, New Jersey, off Interstate 78. For a complete list of upcoming shows, visit hhplayhouse.com.
Right now, Clark, 37 degrees. It's 38 in Middletown, Atlantic City, 37. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. You can download our free app. Get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.